joining us on the Dorkadia podcast. This is Megan Spurr.
John Spangler.
Charles Spurr.
I want to start, there's a couple of pieces of media we wanted to discuss.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to start with the fact that over the holiday break, I did go and experience Cats with my family.
It's an experience now, is it? You don't just watch it, you experience Cats.
I do believe I survived Cats.
So I didn't know a lot about Cats before the movie came out. And when the trailer came out and the internet was abuzz with horror, yeah. Seeing a bunch of faces superimposed on sexless cat bodies. No, I'm not going to say sexless.
Cat. Those are some sexy ass cat
genitalia-less
bodies.
Cat bodies. That, like, I watched it and I was like, huh, I don't know anything about Cats. I'm like, that seems like a nightmare. And as the movie came out and people started reacting to it, the one line that kept coming over, one point that kept being made over and over again is that no one likes cats. Megan, you love musicals. Is that true? No one likes cats?
No, there's a million people love cats. Cats won a zillion awards. The longest running shows. No, people have to like it. I enjoy several songs from Cats.
Yeah.
I don't know if I really enjoy seeing Cats.
Okay.
All right. I will not, if they make, you know, I was going about to say if they make this into a movie. They did make it into a movie.
Yeah.
This is not a movie that I'm going to go home and watch a million times. Like, it is not. To be fair, though, hearkening back to ages ago when Ruben and I had a knockdown, drag him out fight over the Les Miserables movie, which he loved and I thought was atrocity. I just don't like films made from musicals. When you take something that should be done on Broadway, put it on film, I don't like the way it's done.
Sure.
So that being set aside, this is fucking bonkers. I felt like I was high as shit, only I wasn't. And I don't like that feeling because if I'm high, I can at least explain why shit's gone wrong. And I have that to hold on to, be like, nope, this is going to go away. As soon as the drugs go away, this is going to go away. And I'm just like, I just did this voluntarily. I'm just sitting. I'm completely sober and this is happening
to me.
So
you liked it, is what you're
telling me. So you needed some nip.
Yeah.
God. No, I did not enjoy it. It was so bad.
I have yet to hear a single person in the media that I consume say, you know what, Cats wasn't that bad. I don't know why it gets all this hate. Like, I haven't heard one person say, you know what, I'll go to bat for Cats. Like, that was an okay movie.
Nope. No, the best review I had of it was that the theater we went to had heated seats as well as the recliners. That was nice.
So you were a fan of the chairs you were sitting in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I did hear a couple people say that they really liked Taylor Swift's song.
Yeah, that was a new song written by Taylor Swift and Lloyd Webber, which did not fit at all into the rest of the tone.
So people walked
away. Of course.
People walked
stylistically
away.
Stylistically, nothing to do with it.
Yeah, they walked away identifying subconsciously the part that wasn't Cats.
Yes.
And then they were like, I liked that part. Okay, that was nice.
Let's be fair, though. Like, just earworms are different. Because if you remember, I took you guys to go see Kinky Boots.
Yeah, sure.
And the song that...
musical that ever musicaled. It was just ridiculous. Like, it was beat
ridiculous.
For beat a musical.
But I mean, like, of that whole show, which is incredibly uplifting, has a mm-hmm. wonderful messages, and I love that show. Mm-hmm. The song that gets stuck in your head is the one about shoes. Not the one about, you know, being uplifted and being allowed to be who you are and being stronger than the sum of your parts. I mean, just, it is, the song that sticks with you is about shoes. So... You know, people get stuck with the earworm. Cats is terrible. I'm sorry. It's bad. None of it makes sense. They have to fit in things because the story never made sense. This is based off of, like, just a weird little short story and somehow got expanded into something bigger.
What do you think? So, and again, I've never seen the stage play. I've never seen the movie.
Yeah.
What in the translation between musical and movie happens where, like, just the conceits of this stage, the spectacle of the stage, can't just exist wholesale on the screen? Like, why couldn't they just make Cats for the big screen and then have it kind of float on the same kind of, like, positive qualities that the Broadway show lived for decades with?
I think it is a combination of them trying to tell a story that makes sense.
Like, a movie can't just be a bunch of songs. strung together.
And not they're not just a bunch of songs strung together. This whole musical is just cats introducing themselves.
Yes.
Who am I?
It's 2 hours of, this is the railroad cat. This is the fancy cat. This is the magical cat.
Yes. That is the entire show. And then it ends in culmination of
memories, and then a reprise of memories.
Yes.
And then the old cat makes a decision about which cat gets to become a new cat.
Well, which one dies and gets resurrected, I guess? Is that
just
the thing?
Ascends.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And it doesn't make sense. Yeah. And the, it
goes up in the UFO.
And the film tries to make sense of it. It should not. It tried very hard. But you also took very up-close shots of people in cat costumes, at least on Broadway. They're far enough away.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Where the, like well, the, yeah, the distance.
Yeah.
Right. The cat outfits on Broadway are crazy over-detailed because people, you know, half a mile back have to be able to
yeah.
see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's a certain amount of leeway we have in our brain for people that are on stage and, like, just being super makeup'd up and whatnot.
Yeah.
But yes, and we're talking about looking at people mm-hmm. up close.
Up close, yeah.
So one of the things that also really bothered me, both seeing Dame Judi Dench, who I feel like this was a slide downhill. Mm-hmm. Just, I get it that they love Broadway and they love the arts. Woo! This was not good. Mm-hmm. And then seeing Ian McKellen, sorry, Sir Ian McKellen, yes. as you pointed out, again, somebody I respect a lot for a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm. And to see somebody who I loved watching and him in the pride parades and him being the most out and proud human being to be portrayed as the theater cat, which is an old, doddering old man. And yeah. I was like, I don't even like what you've done here. Like, I don't... I hated every moment of it. It was bad. I did not like it. I wanted my time back. I felt like I needed to take some sort of detox drugs afterwards. I was just...
And you just need to take a Xanax to right, even out.
And I went with my parents who love everything. Every show they ever see, they always love it. They love everything.
They want to go to the movies to be entertained. Yes. So they're going to go to the movies to be entertained.
And so my mom was like, that was good. She slept through most of it. And my dad was like, it was a movie.
Wow.
That happened. And I was like, guys, that was real bad.
No, I had a similar experience when I went with my dad to go see the last Hobbit movie. And my dad just loves everything. He loves watching movies and being entertained. He will watch The Conjuring 84 and it doesn't make any sense and it's made for TV and it's sock puppets. And he's like, it's pretty good. I'm going to recommend it. Why don't we put it on?
Yeah.
And it's like, he watched that movie and was just like, we sit in the car. And he just turns to me and goes, that wasn't very good, was it? Like, he was looking for validation for, like, this nagging thought that what yes. he watched was bad. I'm like, that wasn't very good, was it? I'm like, no, it was very bad. How about that scene? And he's like, yeah, what was that about? And, like, we just had this great conversation. That sounds like the same thing. It was like...
I like the idea that he watched a movie, didn't enjoy it, and then needed confirmation of that because he didn't know how to process not liking a movie.
Well, right, exactly. Because you yes. go to the movies and they're fun no matter what, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like... Oh, no, sometimes movies are just terrible.
That being said, the best thing that came out of Cats were all of the reviews of Cats.
Yes.
And specifically, yes. I will put this in the show notes, there is a Twitter thread mm-hmm. about, not necessarily about Cats, but about Starlight Express.
Oh, dear God.
The
okay.
other show that, there's been lots of shows Andrew Lloyd Webber is known for, but Starlight Express is a monstrosity.
Okay.
It is like Cats in that it is introduction of characters, but instead of them being cats, they're trains. And they're all on roller skates.
what?
Well, the actors are on roller skates, what? Not the trains. No. Trains on roller skates wouldn't make any sense.
No. I will read this thread to you out loud after
I'm so
the podcast.
Happy.
But it was either my favorite. I've sent it like a dozen people. I read it out loud over Christmas Eve to my family. I'm like, I mean, I gotta read this to you.
It deserves a dramatic reading, but not tonight.
Mm-hmm. I was a junior high school kid in the late 90s, early aughts. So yes, I know Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
But that's all I know of Andrew Lloyd Webber's work. So apparently Phantom of the Opera is the creme de la creme.
Yeah, kind of. He did Sunset Boulevard, which is also very good.
Okay.
Jesus Christ Superstar, which is amazing. Right. He definitely has some, he has some real notable works.
Real
he's
bangers.
Got some, you know, Evita. Mm-hmm. He's some great stuff and some other things that we just wish would go away.
He's got to pay his bills, man. What are you going to do?
Man.
They keep paying me. I pitched a train one and they said yes. And now I have a new jacuzzi.
Yeah.
I will never listen to this again.
So anyways, that was Cats. Don't go see Cats. Let me act as a warning to all of you. Don't go see Cats.
Jax Films is a YouTuber.
Mm-hmm.
And he really likes bad movies and he'll often champion a bad movie and ironically be very excited about it.
Yeah.
The Emoji Movie, he wouldn't shut up about it for like a year.
Yeah.
And then he did that with Cats. And then he did a in front of his Christmas tree, 2.5 minute long review of Cats, like with his wife holding the camera. And it's just him in a Christmas sweater. He just got home. And he's like, all right, no big production. I'm just going to tell you what Cats is for 2.5 minutes. It's terrible. This doesn't make any sense. This is the end of Cats. And that's how he sent it off. He didn't do any funny video or anything.
Nope.
He just was like, nope, it's bad. I can't even make it funny.
No.
I can't even make this funny.
Nope.
It is just me reacting into the camera, which is not his style. And then he was like, all right, that's it. And then just the video fucking ends. It's so good.
That is appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, over the holiday break, saw Cats, saw Little Women, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I saw it too.
Star Wars, which I really enjoyed. I watched The Mandalorian, which I'm sure we'll get to at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
But the I've other heard show... About it. Oh, God. So good.
You haven't watched any of The Mandalorian yet, huh?
Mm. What's it on?
Disney Plus.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But the show that I have watched that you haven't heard much about yet is The Witcher.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And so I'm familiar with the game, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Not my style of game. I get it. But, like, apparently the writing is very good in the game. Like, the writing and the stories and the characters are actually good as opposed to video game good. Like, they're actually interesting.
So
I heard there was a story, and I'm like, oh, a story, a TV show. And
yeah.
Like, oh, that makes sense.
I mean, I really liked some of the Witcher stuff, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of the side stories are really good because they impact a lot of other things, but the main story is the same way. Like, the choices you make,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe a guy becomes the lord of this area, or maybe he kills himself because of what you uncovered.
Sure, yeah.
Like the seriously impacting shit happens.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that was the thing I heard over and over again, that, like, people that played it kept digging in deeper and deeper because they kept getting these rewards for making choices in the story. And, like, that's not Skyrim, right? Like, that's, like, yeah. Oh my god, stuff's happening when I make choices.
Skyrim's like, oh man, wacky side story happened.
A cave happens, that's it. Yeah.
I think mine was the one where I, like, lost a drinking game and
then you wake up naked in a
barn. Temple someplace.
Yeah, yeah.
And you gotta explain, you have to, like, trace your steps to figure out what the fuck happened.
Which is the one thing everyone brings up, because that's one of the most complicated quests in the game.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Everything else is like, I don't know, go to that cave over there, and at the end of it, there's a thing.
Yeah. There's some dragons. Don't carry too much stuff.
Right, correct.
Yeah. So, Witcher, based off of a series of novels, which I've not read, I have a number of friends who have read them and absolutely devoured them.
Yeah.
I've been told that they're actually kind of complicated. They do delve a lot more into the prejudice and racism against, like, elves, and how do the elves treat each other, and how do they treat other people, and it's a little complicated, which I'm really excited to dig into, quite honestly.
Sure.
Then, obviously, there's the video game series, where Charles started Witcher 1 and then immediately dropped it because it was a pile of garbage of a fighting system.
It's the most atrocious combat system I have ever touched.
It's old, yeah.
But I think a lot of people know Witcher 3, which was, you know, the one of the bigger breakout games of the year.
Right, because they gave it the Batman combat.
Yeah, they really did, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. So this is based off of the novels, not the games. So I'm not as, I mostly am familiar with the story of Witcher 3, and that's about it. So, take that with a grain of salt. Here's the thing that I really enjoy about it. It is high fantasy, and I love high fantasy, much more about high fantasy than I am about sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is almost like our modern day Kevin Sorbo Hercules telling.
Oh no, now I need to see this.
This is it is not, it's not like the Sam Raimi cheesy humor. It definitely has dark moments, it has sarcasm, it has, you know, moments that are supposed to make you cry. It does that, but you should not take this seriously. Don't take any of this seriously. I'm pretty sure 60% of their budget was spent on contacts, and the other, like, 30% is on Geralt's atrociously bad wigs.
Yeah.
And then, like, 10% left on either budget or, like, this one is a real rock, that one's a fake rock, and you can tell.
Wow.
So.
All right.
But some of it's fucking hysterical. I marathoned it. I found it highly entertaining. But if you try to make it mean more than what it actually is, you're in for a bad time.
Oh, so is it like good? Okay, so you watched it, you binged it, you liked it. Is it like solid drama, kind of like how Stranger Things is, like, just kind of like a good solid execution of, like, dramatic tropes from the past, of course, but, like, I'm not saying that, like, a throwback, but, like, it's just a solid execution of drama. But, like, is The Witcher good solid drama, or is it funny to watch because it's kind of ridiculous?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Oh, that's cool.
I think it depends on whose story you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because, like, Yennefer's arc throughout the whole thing is incredibly different than Geralt's.
Like, yes.
Just comedy of errors kind of.
Yep.
Arc, so yeah.
Hers is more emotional and more impactful, mm-hmm. and he is just the dry man to the comedic happenings around him. He's not Dandelion in this. He hasn't been given that name yet or taken that name yet.
No, but that's who he is, right?
Yes. Like,
Dandelion is the bard.
Okay.
So he does a lot of the storytelling.
Okay.
And then, obviously, the song that nobody can get away from. Have you heard? Oh, good!
No.
Oh, good. Now it'll be stuck in my head for, like, the next month. So the bard sings a few songs throughout mm-hmm. the show, but there is the penultimate song of Toss a Coin to Your Witcher.
Okay.
And it has been the earworm that hasn't left anybody since this whole thing okay. started.
And so right now your brain is just Jellicle Cat and, like, fucking...
Yeah, there's so much shit in here, John. I just need, like, a tap. Yeah.
Xanax.
Yeah.
Does wonders. Anyway, so
Toss a Coin was so popular, there is now a Beat Saber mod for
wow.
song.
All right.
Yes. Okay, it is a highly entertaining show. Do not take it seriously. If you try to take it too seriously, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Sure.
Much like my reviews of Star Wars, if you take it too seriously, you are clearly watching the wrong film.
Sure.
You walked in with the wrong intention. If you were going in to eat some fucking popcorn and be entertained for 45 minutes to an hour, yes.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's it. Totally worth it. I'm looking forward to the next season to be entertained for a couple hours. So
I think I saw that they were saying it was going to be at least 7 seasons.
How many episodes were in the first season?
8 episodes. Oh, they're okay. An hour apiece.
Yeah, okay. That's standard Netflix.
Yeah.
Henry, is it Cavalier? Is it
Cavill?
I've never said it out loud before. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Cavill, Cavill? I don't know.
I can't stop. He looks like a bad Superman. That part never went away.
Yeah.
His wigs just are not good.
Well, the wig's terrible, yeah.
But everybody's got real pretty eyes.
He does such a good job of trying to emulate the guy who does the voice of Geralt in the
Witcher
game.
3. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, he wants to be true to the character that everybody knows.
Well, I think also something to be said for the fact that the games had some more consistency. I don't believe the storytelling from episode to episode of Witcher had a lot of consistency. I think there was a lot.
So it's not like one gigantic epic eight episode long thing?
No, I mean, it is. I felt differences between one to the other. Maybe
okay.
I'm wrong. Maybe okay. that's okay. just the way I read it. But it seemed like, here's something I can call out to. But also, it could just be, you know how many fucking nerds know Witcher and the dude from the video games? Go for that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that could also be it. So, anyways.
So, he played the game a bunch and then met the guy.
Yeah.
Does his best to emulate him.
They both started gargling the same gravel and, yeah.
Yes.
Razor blades and, yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, I'm in for ridiculous... The New Adventures of Hercules, fucking Xena Warrior Princess.
Those are bombastic. I'm just saying, this is like our, you know, our sarcastic version of something
right.
these days. Like
a Netflix show is never going to be. We will never go back to Kevin Sorbo and a hat.
Disappointed!
And we've only got enough film for one take on all shots. That. guy that was not dialogue. No, I was just going to make that point, actually. It was like, we will never go back to Hercules or Xena, where the budget for every episode was $120 plus craft table for snack-ups. Like, yep. We'll never go back to that because it's just so much fun. They had enough effect. They had enough budget for like 3 monsters a season. It was so fucking great. I don't expect The Witcher to be that. But if it's in the same spirit of like, don't ask why, ask why not, kind of like just make sure you have fun kind of show.
That's
good.
That's how I interpreted it. Yeah. So if somebody disagrees, you know, I mean.
Also, I'm in for Slavic fucking mysterious, like, folklore Witcher stuff. That's fun.
I just appreciate, like, when a main character gets into a bad situation and his entire response is, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
I've seen that meme. Yes. Yes. Ah, fuck. Like, how good is that? Like, I wish Gandalf could have rolled up into Moria and been like Sir Ian McKellen at a fork, like, at a crossroads he doesn't recognize. Like, I have no memory of this place. Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Too bad.
Ah, fuck, Gandalf.
In between lives, when you came back as the white, in between there, you also came back as a cat. So
yeah, you don't remember that. Just somewhere between.
That's why it took him so long to arrive.
Oh, fuck.
Somewhere between Middle Earth and the plains of glass, Valinor. You were a theater cat.
Woof.
Shit got weird, Aragorn.
You can't die.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Nobody can do that again.
The afterlife's not bad, but it's weird.
I hope you're not lactose intolerant.
You gotta lap up milk with your fucking human tongue.
Anyways, sorry. So that's Cats and Witcher.
I want to see Witcher. I'm super excited for it.
Yeah. Oh boy, that is a thing. Anyways, okay, let's stop that because I can I can only hoot and holler about these for so long.
I have not done much nerdy shit, but I have been diving into Dead Cells more. I brought it up the last time that I was on the recording. Definitely diving deeper into... I've literally never been hooked by a game that is run-based. Like, Dungeon Crawl Stone Soup is, like, and all the roguelikes I've played in the past are definitely, you know, you start over from fresh every single time. But those games don't have this mentality of just keep throwing yourself against a problem, unlock stuff, you're going to be rewarded incrementally. The game is very random, so sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't. This morning, I had the worst run I've had in forever, purely out of chance, and that's fine, because that's what the game says it is on the tin. I don't get frustrated by that. So, like, I'm really being compelled by this, like, randomized kind of slot machine, but also highly skill-based game. And I had the best performance against the last boss in hard ever this morning on that unluckiest run I'd ever had. And got my, again, ass handed to me and packaged up and delivered to my house. But it was like after half of the last boss's life was out, as opposed to like 10%. So I'm still bouncing up against it, but I'm continuing to enjoy that game. I've played it for tens of hours for a platformer, weirdo, randomized game. I'm really enjoying it. They also keep coming out with updates for the game. They actually just, I don't know of any other game that's done this, except maybe World of Warcraft in a weird roundabout way. They just came out with an update for the game that includes the update unlocks the ability to install every past stable edition of the game. So if you want to in Steam, right click on the game and hit properties or whatever it is,
yeah,
and you can install a past version of the game and it runs stably in the current engine. And they had to retroactively fit everything into the game. So you can go back and play any edition of the game that you want, because a lot of people liked old versions of the game. They've had like 18 content releases for the game in the last like 2 years, I think. So no, 3 years maybe. So there's now 18 versions of the game if you want to go play it. It's really fantastic.
Did you start playing it, Charles?
So I played it before and I got like, I don't know, a dozen, maybe 20 hours of play where I kept not doing well. The clock tower is the farthest I'd gotten. I never got to the boss.
Sure.
I got into the tower and would get slaughtered.
Sure.
So yeah, I went to go stream it the other night and I was having problems with the computer. I couldn't get it to work with the capture device.
Okay.
And Eventually realized I could just play it on the PC itself because Game Pass PC, so I still had it on.
Nice.
So the problem...
I didn't pay him to say that.
I looked at you. I'm like, nope, this is works. It's still work. We're never done working.
The problem is that that it doesn't cross save, so I had to start from scratch.
Sure, yeah.
And so in my first run, I got all the way to the throne, final boss.
No shit. Good for you.
And I died because of an unlucky, like, a dude had, like, shot over to the other side of the screen. I went to take my, you know, one shot of health flask because it's my first run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yes.
Yes. And just as I was doing it, he rockets back across, knocks me down into the spikes, and I die.
Yep, that's, yes, that is what happens. Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
good for you, man. But you got all the way to through the high castle and everything.
Yeah, yeah. So nice. My second run, I beat him.
Good.
And so that's the first time I'd ever beaten it on normal.
Good.
Was two... Now, of course, I mean, like, I had played all these other things, so I was, like, more familiar with all these
right.
different items and such, but nothing had been unlocked because I just started from scratch.
Yep.
So I was sitting there, but when I finished at the, you know, on my second run, I'm like, what the fuck just happened here?
Yep.
I have thrown my head against a wall for, like, 20 hours and have all these things unlocked, and I couldn't do this.
I don't know.
And then... I just come through and I'm like, oh yeah, the sinew slicer's really good. Let me get these wolf traps and whatever fucking sword I was using.
Yeah, no, the first win I ever had was a tactics build where I had whatever assassin blade that does crits on the back of enemies, which is tactics based. I had something else. I don't care what was on my Y button. And then I had two, I had the crossbowmatic and the sinew slicer, and they're all tactics based, and I just dump, I mean, that's lesson number one, you just dump all your points into one stat, right, to maximize your damage.
Yeah, I mean, that's not what I was doing, but yeah.
So, actually, the damage bonus of every point that you put into a stat is 15%, it's multiplicative, so, like, the bonus from going from, like, 1 point to 2 points is, like, 15%, but then, like, the bonus of going from like 22 to 23 is like 450% extra damage. So going all in on one stat is really good. Yeah, and the first win I ever had was exactly that. It was like, I'm not very good at this game. I'm going to like dunk two fucking turrets on the ground and dodge a bunch. Oh, that worked. Nice.
Yeah, this one had like the shots left flame trails on the ground or something like that. And I definitely had one where it was like, you know what? That was one of the... timed run, like the daily...
Oh, daily quests, yeah. Quest thing. Daily challenges.
Yeah, daily challenge where there was one that was like, I had a bomb that put oil everywhere, and like the first weapon I picked up was just a torch.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And so I just lit everything on this fire, it was just purple
fire
everywhere.
Oh, yeah, no, it's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. So yeah, I did an amazingly good job on that thing.
Nice.
On 1 2-hour stream, like, have in a way I'd never done before.
Have you loaded hard yet?
No.
Okay. Highly
well,
recommended.
I started, and then I just didn't actually get into it.
Okay, highly recommended. I mean, not, like, I think this is the way that these
John wants you to fail.
No,
I haven't even unlocked starting it with a random sword. Like, I haven't even gotten that far yet.
Okay, you should play on normal for a while. but yeah, no, I think the way that this usually goes with games with, like, multiple tiers of difficulty and it's run-based, like, I felt like the game started when I got to hard, right? Because it's like, oh, this is, like, my brain has to get around this challenge, and then I'm sure I'm going to continue to feel that way each tier I unlock. It's like, oh, this is the real game. This is the real game. Because, like, I go back to normal now, and it's like, oh, okay, cool. And then I can beat it. And then I go on hard, and I get my butt handed to me. Like, it's really good. I'm glad that you beat it. And if you stick with it and try to beat hard, let me know if you find me fucking hints, because Jesus Christ, I can't beat it yet. Fuck.
Well, it'll be something that we do a little bit more of after the new PC is built. So
nice. Cool.
Before we get to the new PC build, I did actually play... It's not a new game. It's a game that's been out a little bit. It's called Night Call. So
Night Call?
Yes.
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, it's a small game. I played it on PC. It is... Gosh, it reminds me of old Sierra games. There is no... It's not like Gabriel Knight with a point and click... walking from point A to point B to go solve something. You are a taxi driver trying to solve a murder mystery.
I'm looking at screenshots of it right now. That's very interesting.
Very noir, very black, gray.
Like taxi drivers do.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Yeah.
Clearly.
taxi driver by night. and solving also mysteries by night.
Yes, all at night. Yes. Here's the thing. I solved the first mystery and I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I I love story games. I love whodunit mysteries. Mm-hmm. I like something where I'm not going to lose. I'm just trying to like put the puzzle pieces together. I liked that. You are told a setup story where you were this taxi driver and you had survived an attack by the serial killer. And essentially the police are looking at you because you're the only one that has survived so far. And then essentially you kind of get blackmailed into helping them.
Nice.
And so
very noir.
That's
tough to die, but so unlucky. The unluckiest.
Very much so. So did the first story, enjoyed it, had mm-hmm. fun. You can do it in a setting. It's sure. not a like a terribly long game. And there are, I believe, 5 mysteries. I know of at least 3. There's 3 and then there is a random and then there is a like a surprise. So I think there's 5. I don't know how that works.
Wait, so each of the 3 like kind of standard like missions or stories, are they all continuations of the same character or are they totally new setups?
So that's the thing. I played the first one, so I immediately went on to the next mystery.
Yeah.
Exact same setup. You survived an attack from the serial killer and
is it like Dead Cells hard mode? Is that what it is? Or is it like different set pieces?
The only thing that's different as far as I can tell is there's different people that you pick up and they start telling you different stories about the different serial killer, but all of the setup is the same. And that is less interesting.
That's kind of lame.
Yeah, it really was.
And for a way that's surprising, like that, like just lacks novelty in a way that I assume novelty should be there. Wouldn't it be a new setup?
I was expecting a new setup. Mm-hmm. I was expecting ultimately the same thing. You know, yeah. we were going to end up in the fact that you're the, you know, the taxi driver that yeah. is trying to solve this mystery.
Yeah.
But I was expecting it to be a different setup of like, right. it shouldn't have been the exact same thing. So anyways, that part I found pretty disappointing. So I played the first mystery, mm-hmm. started the second one and was like, I am no longer interested. Yeah. Like I stopped playing.
Well, yeah,
so,
you feel like narratively you've done
it. I survived another serial killer.
Yeah.
It's a weird conceit.
This is just my Tuesdays now.
It was weird. So I don't.
Mr. Honeypot, taxi driver extraordinaire.
If you've played Nightcall and there is something that I'm missing, let me know. But I played the first one and I started the second one and I just wasn't that excited. So I was a little sad about that.
Sure.
I have a bunch more, you know, story games to go. So still working on that. But
Greedfall.
I know. I need to get back into Greedfall.
Really? You played fucking Greedfall?
I started Greedfall.
What?
That
didn't scream Megan to me.
Really?
Greedfall is the weird Dark Souls-y colonial game, right?
It's not Dark Souls-y.
It's at least Fable-y. Really?
I must have
just completely misunderstood.
It is the colonial game, but it almost, I mean, it's so...
It has like dodge roll, stamina-based combat and stuff.
Sure, if you roll that way, if you spec that way, but I'm a mage, so...
Oh, okay.
All right. I mean, like, I rain fireballs from a distance, okay. So...
Cool. All right.
Okay, you could dodge roll, or you could just light everything on fire.
You could also meteor. You're right.
Yeah. I have 99 elixirs, and I'm just raining meteor from the background, so...
The game looks kind of fun. Like, it's an interesting idea.
Here's the thing.
God damn it. How do we do a 99 elixirs, 99 problems parody? Let's work this one out.
Well, I've got 99 elixirs and I won't use one.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Well done, sir. Greedfall has... I don't believe they did any mocap because... The lip syncing is the worst I have experienced in so long.
Just Mr. Freeman, just like flippy flap fucking Muppets.
It's so bad. It is just awful. Okay. I mean, I would rather have gone back to Dragon Age Origins days and have your character have no vocals and just staring off into the distance with gore on their face.
Yes.
Oh, it's real bad. I've been slowly playing through Greedfall, and it hasn't hooked me. Maybe it's because I don't care about colonial time.
That was the one thing I was worried about. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, a new era in a new country. It's a classic, like, fantasy setup. I totally get it, right? Like, you're in a new land full of mystery. Great. How colonial is it?
Very much so. And that's right.
I mean, it's called Greedfall, for fuck's sake. Yeah.
I think that's the part of their story. I've been introduced to the natives, which very much dislike us. And
of course, you sign up immediately. It's like, where's your petition?
Yeah.
Cool, I'm a wizard. You want fireballs?
Yeah. I'm here. Yeah. So I don't know how far that goes down that path. I haven't played that. Yeah, it just didn't hook me. I do need to get back into it. But anyways, yeah, I'll do that. I also need to get caught up on his Life is Strange. That one I do need to do.
Hella.
No, okay, so the last thing we'll touch on before we depart is the new PC gaming rig.
Yeah.
RIP my checking account.
So why, it's a tough question to ask. Why do PC gaming rig? Because you want it. But...
Because I want it, because I got a very healthy sign-on bonus with my new job. That's to be very honest. Also, because it'll let Charles stream and play, you know.
Stream and game on the same machine, as opposed to right now.
Right.
I've got a very old i7-3820, which I got specifically because the old Sandy Bridge E processors...
Mm-hmm.
were the first ones that could handle PCIe 3.0.
Okay.
Which is why I built with it. Mm-hmm. But this was, what, 2012?
Oh, yeah. This is an old machine.
Like, it was a while back.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's four cores. Just can't really keep up with trying to stream a game at or play a game at high quality while also then compressing video and sending that out.
So. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, this is not our main gaming rig, right? That's what we've got the VR machine for. Mm-hmm, so, but this is just a massive upgrade for Charles. But
yeah,
it's been a process learning. I honestly have not kept up with hardware over the years, and just what we need and why does all of it look like a rave inside of the box?
You can't. Our mutual friend Colin just bought a computer and he went out of his way to not get one that was lit up. He was like, it took him so long to find a not lit up computer.
It's hard.
Yeah.
My RAM has addressable RGB lighting on it.
Why?
That is not the thing that I want to be looking at when I'm playing games.
I don't need a Christmas tree on 24/7.
That being said, I am not shaming anybody who likes it, because I also do have other random shit that lights up in my house, and I enjoy that very much.
Well, cool. If you want to conspicuously consume your PC, that's great. Do it. Put spinners on it. It's fucking great. But just, you should also be able to not pay for it. That's all.
Yeah, no, there's like RGB lighting on the motherboard itself. I don't understand why my CPU cooler has to have it, why my RAM has to light up. It's gonna go someplace out of sight because I just need it to run the games.
Out of sight though, because this thing apparently weighs the case itself weighs 51 pounds.
Yeah, that's so real weird. I didn't look at the specs when I was looking at the case. I just saw that the UPS notification saying that it was shipping said that the weight on the package was 51 pounds. Maybe that's dimensional weight because it's just so large, but dimensional weight's just a thing that they automatically assume based on the dimensions of a package.
Sure. So
okay.
Which I've just thought of. Maybe it's dimensional weight and not its actual weight.
Yeah.
God, but, I hope so.
But at least if your place burns down, your computer's going to be fine because it's clearly in a safety deposit box that's like 3 feet tall by a foot wide.
It's just a gun safe, man. Yeah.
It's aluminum and tempered glass. Like, it's an inch or a half inch thick, like, tempered glass.
But aluminum's real light.
Yeah, aluminum should be light.
Yeah.
But there's weird shit going on with computers now, or with cases now, specifically. Like, our video card doesn't actually have to mount to the board itself.
Okay.
It has a video card bracket
nice.
In the case.
Yeah.
So it sits separately from the board and just has a cable that goes and plugs into the PCIe slot.
Just bring up our mutual friend Colin. He was the last guy in my circle of friends to build a PC. And he specifically said, like, he didn't want running lights on his shit. He didn't want a backlit computer. Like, he didn't need it. But he did spring for a really nice case. And he's like, man, paying double for a case that actually has all the brackets for all the individual pieces is actually very, very nice. Like, cases in the last 10 years have gotten out of control nice.
Dude, I remember back in the day when you still had to unscrew.
Oh, it was a puzzle. It was a Tetris puzzle.
Oh, and it was the worst. Like, you had to hold like an 80-pound box and then try to unscrew it from the bottom. Like,
everything was sharp, and you had to slide things out and don't break them. It's yes. Like, why? That better not be a magnetized fucking screwdriver.
Get that out of here.
Well, like the thing I had seen about like a couple people talking about. Maybe not the video card we ended up getting, but like several of the video cards in the same class, was they needed to get a support stand for the video card because it's so fucking large and so heavy that even though one end of it has a single screw that holds it to the case, and then it's got like the part that slots into the board,
right?
It's just its own weight was too much.
Wow.
And they had to get like a stand to go under it to hold the card up.
But this case you got has a specific slot for it.
Yeah, it has a slot off to the side that allows the video card to vent out the side of the case.
Which just sounds great.
And also gets you the ability to look at the colored lights on your video card.
Are gamers afraid of the dark? I think that's what this is. Is this what we're revealing?
Possibly. I'm trying to think. I mean, like, when I fall asleep, I have TV on, so yeah. Maybe. Just maybe I am.
Can I play games on a nightlight, please?
I can't play scary games at all, John, maybe I am scared of the dark. Maybe I just haven't explored that.
Well, that's exciting, though. I mean, there's a reason why streamers, big and small, like, put their specs on their shit, of their rig on their stream. It's like, you're not bragging. It's like, no, this is how I figured out how to do my thing. Streaming's my hobby. Here's what I'm doing. Like, it's not easy.
Well, the thing is, I've only built computers like every 4 or 5 years, and every time I do, I have to fucking relearn what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because things have changed so goddamn much. It's just like, okay, what's a good Northbridge for... Are they even Northbridges anymore? Like, I don't know. Now they all have individual fans to keep the chipsets cool.
Yeah.
Like, I never had to worry about a fan on my chipset. Like, it might have a heatsink, but, like...
Yeah, I remember having the fucking, like, spiky-ass heatsinks on stuff, but not fans.
Yeah. I thought they had a fan.
No, the chipset, like, the actual chip that's baked onto the motherboard.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, no, this one's just got, like, a little heatsink that goes over the top of it.
Yeah, like the highly...
Yeah.
Heatable. I forget what the fuck. Heatable. It's microwavable. It is.
Please don't microwave. No,
it's a fucking potato.
Yes.
It's an aluminum block, so please don't put it in your microwave. Yes. No, this thing's got a fan and like contact copper tubes that run through. Like,
really?
It's crazy what goes into a chipset cooling now. There's fucking heat spreaders for your hard drives now. Well, because your hard drives are chips now. So, I mean.
Right.
It's SSD.
Right, that makes sense.
Like, heat things that go, that come as part of the motherboard. Because also, so they look nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
Like, when I built the VR machine, like, an M2 SSD was a fairly new idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like a total novelty that we got a hard drive that's just a chip you screw down onto the board.
Right.
As opposed to the old SSDs, which were 2.5-inch form factor, so
So all the parts should be coming in the next few days.
Yeah, by the time this publishes, I should have possibly built this and made many rants on Twitter about parts going together or not.
Yeah, and how many of them do you have to return to? That was also my experience.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, I remember the last time you made a PC. It was like, oh, the power. It doesn't work.
Oh, God, no. The biggest challenge we had was the case wasn't big enough to hold.
Right. Yeah, there was one that, I get that.
Well, you don't have to worry about this fucking chonker you're getting
now. I know. We're going to need another desk just to hold the case.
Yeah, but now it's not a problem because we use liquid cooling for CPUs instead of, you know, the fucking Eye of Mordor sticking off of my goddamn processor.
Right.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, we will report back on that later.
Mm-hmm.
Wish us luck. Otherwise, Charles will not be here because I will have thrown him off the balcony. So,
right.
Either that or I have inherited a new machine. So
don't throw the computer off the balcony. That's like attempted murder. Negligence. That's a boulder.
Seriously. It might be worth a little bit more right now too. So sorry, Charles. You've riled up the Dorticadia intern.
I've sent the Dorticadia intern on a coffee run.
She's going to come back with catnip.
Yes.
All right.
I was going to say, I am actually excited about it, though, because I enjoy building computers, even if they are a little frustrating at times, if it doesn't light up when you've put everything together and you're like,
right,
what the fuck is not working?
Right.
But, I mean, it's you know, Legos, right? Like, it's putting together a...
I mean, I remember in 2012 when you made your computer and I had to, like... I think you were, like, my first buddy that, like, in my adult life had just bought all the pieces and, like, were wrestling with the fact that they want to put together a computer. And the end product was really great. Like, you've been using this thing forever. It's fabulous. And then I realized, oh, that's a hobby that's separate. Charles Spur has a separate hobby. It's putting together computers.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, not gaming, not using computers, not nothing. It is its own thing. It's satisfying to do the research, do the learning, put it together and have it work. And I was like, should I do that? I'm like, nah, I'm going to buy a computer.
Yes.
No, I mean, picking parts is just a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and something also has to be said for the style of computer putting together is not quite future-proofing, but it is to the extreme with the hope that this computer will last.
Oh, it's an investment.
Yeah.
It's an investment in capital.
Yeah.
For sure.
This is not something that we're expecting to use this for 5 years. So, you know... I wouldn't necessarily think anybody who wants to get into gaming has to do this.
No.
By all means, you can buy a gaming rig actually for cheaper than you can put it together yourself. Mm-hmm. That is something worth looking into, depending on where you go.
Well, and to be fair, if you're just building it to game, this is ungodly overkill.
Yeah.
Because I'm also trying to render high definition video and stream it out at the same time.
Yeah.
Which means I'm building... for a much more complex solution than just playing games on Ultra on a 4K.
I was just going to say, it's like, yeah, can you fucking play Skyrim on Ultra and also at the same time Skyrim on like medium? It's like, you don't need, the average user does not need a computer that can do that.
No.
Yeah.
No. But we're not all, of course, like John to buy a gaming computer to then turn around... and play Dungeon Crawl Stone Soup.
I know. I'm really upset that the games I've been playing the most are like Dungeon Crawl Stone Soup, Albion, which is a mobile game.
Are you upset because you're doing it? Are you Cells. Upset because I was so right and said, why are you doing this?
I'm trying to think what game I'm playing that actually requires my gaming PC. And it is 7 Days to Die with my buddies. But... not because it's, like, high fidelity or, like, a really beautiful game. It's just really poorly made. So, like, you have to have, like, a heavy lifting computer to deal with the unoptimized game.
No, that's just... no.
Well, that's true. I wouldn't be able to really play it with my buddies if I didn't have it. That's true. My old computer wouldn't really run 7 Days to Die.
I don't care. That's not a good reason.
It's a good reason.
No.
I mean, look, the computer I've got right now was not only playing Dead Cells, it was running all the streaming software... and streaming the whole thing out at 720. I wasn't doing 1080. But it was streaming 720 at 60 frames per second. Like, it does okay, and Dead Cells is not terribly intensive.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I need to go back and play the Dragon Age games again.
Yeah, you probably should.
I want to do that.
What? Okay, I guess. Yay.
Because I want
to. And you can turn them up to maximum because...
I can.
Yeah.
This machine can do that.
Actually, Well, now I'm thinking, like, wait, what does Origins look like with all the mods that must have come out in the last, like, 10 years or whatever to make it look really fucking fabulous? That would be kind of fun. But I'm not interested in playing the game. I'm interested in seeing, like, what the mods look like.
Will it require any real-time ray tracing?
Probably not.
No.
No, you just need to brute force a bunch of 4K textures onto a bunch of cardboard boxes.
Man, on this new rig, with how much memory you have, how long can I play Origins before the memory leak kills the game? I could get pretty far.
Fucking tens of minutes.
Yeah. I was going to go at least 45.
Yeah.
You could probably get 45 minutes of gameplay before it ate all of the memory.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'm excited to try that out. Yeah. All right. Anyways, all right. Thank you for joining us. We will catch up as we are catching our breath post-holiday. And everybody, go watch Witcher. Mm-hmm. Don't go watch Cats. and go play some games.
Yeah.
So thank you for tuning in. You can catch us at Dorkadia.com, at Dorkadia on most social medias, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Music, and Mixer. We would like a rating. 5 out of 5 what?
Coins for your Witcher.
Oh, stop.
Memories?
No. Oh, no. Nope.
Jellicle right. Cats?
Nope, you're both done. We're done. I don't.
Gandalf slapping milk out of a saucer.
Oh, you're fired.
Bye-bye.
Super. Bye-bye.